Good evening and welcome to the 2018 City of Lynn inaugural ceremony. My name is Darren Sayre. I'm the Lynn City Council President and your MC for tonight's ceremony. I'd like to say thank you to the Lynn Police and Fire Department Honor Guards, accompanied by Sergeant Ned Chinnick and Captain Kevin Cronin on the bagpipes. To Lynn Police Chief Michael McGarry and Lynn Fire Chief James McDonald. U.S. Army Vietnam veteran and Purple Heart recipient Martin Robichaud. Army National Guard, Iraq and Afghanistan veteran Jorge Rodriguez. U.S. Marine Corps veteran Darrell Bradley, Beirut. U.S. Navy Lynn veteran Council President George Fitzhenry. U.S. Air Force veteran Harry McCabe for being a part of the mayoral escort tonight. Thank you very much. I would also like to thank Lynn English High School Marine Corps Junior ROTC, led by Sergeant Major Kenneth Oswald, for the presentation of colors tonight. I'd like to take this time to acknowledge some special guests in the audience this evening. First, my mom, my wife, and my two sons. My entire family, the council and school committee and the mayor's entire family tonight. All of our friends and everyone who helped us this year, because otherwise we wouldn't be up here on the stage tonight. United States Senator Edward Markey. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey. Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump. City of Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh. Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett. My very good friend, Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. Former Lynn Mayor Thomas P. Costin, Jr. J. Warren Cassidy. David L. Phillips. Albert V. DiVigilio. Edward Chip Clancy, Jr. And someone who's become a very good friend of mine in the past year, Mayor Judy Flanagan Kennedy. There's also an empty seat amongst our mayors in remembrance of Patrick J. McManus. Former Senate President Teresa Murray. Our state delegation, Representative Brendan Creighton. Representative Dan Cahill. Representative Laurie Erwick. Representative Donald Wong. Current former members of the state legislature. Honorable members of the judiciary, municipal leaders, and members of the faith community. Is there anybody I forgot? I now invite my good friend, my very dear friend, Reverend William Simpson, to offer the opening prayer.
Will you pray with me, please? Blessed are you, O Holy Lord God, Creator of the universe. We thank you so much for the wonderful life that you have given to each one of us, and for those blessings that come every moment, every day, that keep us alive. But especially, Father, we thank you for that deep spirit of love through which the world revolves. Now, Father, we've come with a special mission tonight to lift up the city of Lynn and its surroundings to you. We are so grateful for the leadership that we have had this past year, and all the service has been rendered to the city. We thank you for those who have completed their terms of service and ask your blessing to continue upon them as they continue in their own way of service. And we ask now that your spirit be upon those who assume office and continue their role in the city. We ask for vision, for ability, for skills. We ask for growth. We ask for devotion to the task that they have been given. Now, Father, it's not just the leaders, but there is no city without citizens and visitors and friends. And so we ask that your anointing will be upon all of us. And Father, you have written in your great book that the way to accomplish the goals and the dreams here in Lynn and the carrying out of our responsibility, that everyone and every human being must carry out those three great principles of loving themselves, loving their fellow men, and holding the world to be its best thing. But the greatest of all, Father, and we pray for this, that we will love you as you love us, and that we will respect and love and care for others just the same as we do for ourselves. And then, please, you have created this great earth and our favorite city. May we keep this, holding it in our minds and hands, to be sacred every moment. We offer our prayers to your honor and praise, and may it be when 2019 comes that we will have seen the results of our efforts under your care. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. It is my distinct pleasure to be able to introduce the next speaker, who was one of my political heroes. Senator Markey has a prolific legislative record on major issues across the policy spectrum and a deep commitment to improving the lives of people of Massachusetts and our country. Senator Markey served 37 years in the U.S. House of Representatives before being elected to the Senate in 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Senator Markey.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for being here this evening on this great night. To the City Council and the School Committee and the Mayor, this is your all-star team that is going to help Lynn to reach even greater heights than it has ever done so in the past. And it is an honor for me to be here this evening with the great mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, with our great Attorney General, Mara Healy, our state auditor, Suzanne Bump, and all of the rest of the people who are gathered here tonight for this very super special moment, including State Representative Dan Cahill, and soon-to-be State Senator Brendan Crichton, replacing Tom McGee. So it is just so great that all of you have come here from all of the surrounding cities and towns, Terry Murray, everyone who is here. It is the kind of night that deserves this kind of gathering. And some of you may not know it because I was just introduced with my long history in Democratic politics, but you should know that preceding me was Tom McGee, elected to represent Lynn in the Democratic State Committee since 1970. They elected children back in those years. And so he predates even me. This is a great day for the McGee family, for Lynn, and for the people of Massachusetts. If you Google the city of Lynn, Tommy McGee's picture comes up. That is who he is. He is genetically hardwired to lead this wonderful city, and I believe he has spent his entire life getting ready to be the greatest mayor in the history of the city of Lynn. President Lyndon Johnson once famously said, "When the burdens of the presidency seem unusually heavy, I always remind myself that it could be worse. I could be a mayor." Because everybody knows where you live. Everyone knows who you are. And these days, being a mayor can be even more challenging than ever. Budgets are tight. The need for services is high. And then there's Twitter. And that's going to be a big part of the mayor's life going forward. But here in Lynn, there is no shortage of challenges, but there are also wonderful opportunities. And Tom McGee will be confronted with the former, but I know he will embrace the latter. And from Tommy's commitment to excellence and hard work, Lynn will be a model for economic growth and inclusivity. As mayor, I know that Tommy will improve the quality of life in every neighborhood in Lynn, and he will continue to ensure that this is a city where people want to live and work and play. He has a vision to see what is possible and the political skills to make it happen. If we don't do any other thing on a bipartisan basis in Washington this year, the one thing I want to work with Donald Trump to achieve is an infrastructure bill so we can raise the hundreds of billions of dollars so that Tom McGee, the transportation czar up in the State House, can have the money to ensure there is a year-round ferry going from Lynn to Boston and back. That I pledge to you, Mr. Mayor. And it is just so great that we have Mayor Walsh here from Boston, because the mayor and I, we share a dream, and that dream would be that the blue line starts in downtown Boston and it ends in downtown Lynn. So that there can be a green line of economic development that opens up between these two great friends and these two great cities. And with this new tax change on state and local tax deductibility, it's going to be tricky for mayors. But there is no mayor in the country who's better prepared for this challenge than Tom McGee. No one who has the background, the experience to be able to ensure that Lynn is protected. And because Lynn is one of the most diverse cities, not just in Massachusetts, but in the country, he's going to make sure that his doors are open to every citizen and that the DREAM Act is, in fact, a reality every day on the streets of Lynn, so that every person in Lynn can maximize their American dream for their families and for themselves. So in the weeks and months and years ahead, he's going to wake up every morning. He's going to think about what you need to serve the great people of Lynn in the best way he can with compassion and integrity. And as soon as he's finished his coffee and breakfast at the Capitol Diner, he'll be over here and working, making sure that he is protecting the people of this city. So I just want to finish by saying that this is a great day for Lynn, and it's a great day for me to have this honor to be able to say a few words at his inauguration. Your beautiful family, Maria and Thomas and Catherine, are so proud of you. I know that tonight your mother and father are so proud of you, what you have accomplished. I know that your sister Colleen and her family, your brothers Sean and Michael families, are so proud because you were born. You were born to be a Red Sox fan and the mayor of Lynn and baptized Catholic 7 days later. You were born for this job. You are going to ensure that Lynn becomes the great city of the 21st century, surpassing anything in the 20th and the 19th century that it ever achieved. Congratulations, my friend. And congratulations to the people of Lynn for electing this great mayor.
Thank you, Senator. Now the Lynn Public School All-City Band, led by Jeremy Whitworth and James Letalian, will perform Salute to America. Thank you. That's our Lynn City School Band right there. What makes Lynn so great. Thank you. It's my pleasure to introduce Gladys Edelgo of Raw Arts, who will perform her spoken word titled Linguist, a poem she recited this past November at the National Guild for Community Arts in San Francisco.
Cuando eres una latina nacida americana, tu madre nunca admitirá que su condición cardíaca es solo efecto secundario de la asimilación. El esfuerzo de ser complaciente mezclado con el deseo de no olvidar su lengua en una oficina de inmigración, estirada entre dos mundos. ¿Cómo pedirle a una madre que escoja el avance de sus hijas o la estabilidad de su cultura? Décadas buscando un sueño americano, suma 8 hijas, todas casi casi felices, ninguna viviendo un sueño, pero por lo menos tienen libertad de soñar, de escoger, de ser complacientes, de ser rebeldes, de reclamar su lengua perdida en una oficina de inmigración. Cuando eres latina nacida americana, eres lengua partida y voz alta, eres fortaleza y corazón adolorida, es todo y suficiente, y suficiente, y suficiente. When you are an American-born Latina, your mother will never admit that her heart condition is just a side effect of assimilation. The effort to be complacent mixed with the desire to not lose your language in an immigration office, stretched between two worlds. How do you ask a mother to choose between the advancement of her daughters and the stability of a culture? Decades searching for an American dream results in 8 daughters, all of them just about happy, none living a dream, but at least they have agreed to dream, to choose, to be complacent, to be rebellious, to reclaim their language lost in an immigration office. When you are an American-born Latina, you are broken tongue and loud voice. You are strength and heartache. You are everything and enough and enough and enough.
Thank you, Gladys. Before I introduce our next speaker, it's become traditional over the last few inaugurations to ask the Dean of the Council to come up and say a few words. And he served for 26 years as a city councilor. He has more wins than Tom Brady has Super Bowl rings. He's been on the city council longer than Coach Belichick has been the coach of the Patriots. I kind of think that he's their lucky charm, as long as he keeps getting reelected. And I can tell you that since I've got to know Rich, he has a heart bigger than this city. He's always trying to help everybody out. And I think his past council presidents can back me up on this. He probably calls me 20 times a day looking to help different people out, not just in his ward, but throughout the city. He's a true Lenner. He's someone who really cares. And I'm going to ask Rich Colucci, Council Ward 4, to come up and say a few words, please.
Thank you for the kind remarks. Can I get a sip of that water, Darren? You know, I realize now there's nothing as unforgiving as time. I was reading a little from Will Smith, a little speech he's made. Something stuck. He said, if you're not making someone else's life better, you're wasting your time. And he went on to say, You want your life to be better, you can do that by making someone else's life better. And there was a deceased gentleman, he was from a university in Illinois. He was a dean. And he said this: go into the world to do well, but more importantly, go into the world to do good. And Darren told me I only have a few minutes, or the mic will blow up. So I just want to recognize some newly elected school committee members. Brian Castellano, congratulations. Michael Satterhorn. So members of the real, congratulations. And on the council, we have Brian Field, Councillor Lott. And Rick Scarborough, Councillor Ward 2. And for all those folks, Bozzy and the gang, it's an honor to serve with you. I got something here I want you guys to see. I bought this at Walmart. It sings, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." Do you guys want it to sing or not? It's up to you. You're gonna see it, sing along with it? Most wonderful. Come on, Rafael. One more thing. Newsflash, we have a new mayor. Colin McGee. We're going to look forward to working with you, Tom. And time goes by. It was like the day before yesterday. Darren used to work in Pat McManus's office. And I'd go up. I didn't really know him, but he always had cool cowboy boots on. And he was very helpful and thoughtful. And he gained a reservoir of smarts and a lot of wisdom. He brought this to the council. And he's our council president, and I know that he likes everybody in the city, and he wants you guys to do well. And I'll tell you something, and he's still got the good tall cowboy boots on.
No point, no more.
Council President Darren Sam. Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
I just want to say, Tommy, Megan, and Robin, we got through it. Good job, Rich. Thank you. Before we continue, I just want to say John Ford's not here tonight to be sworn in. He had a death in the family, so if you can all remember, John, he's on the school committee. He's been on the school committee for a good number of years now. He's truly dedicated to the kids of our schools, and he works really hard trying to bring new schools and always looking at the budget. So if you can remember John, that would be nice. Administering the oath of office this evening is Honorable Leslie A. Donahue, Associate Justice. Janet Rowe, the City Clerk, will you please call the roll of the councilors-elect?
Good evening. Council Barton.
Present.
Council Capano.
Present.
Council Chakoudas.
Present.
Council Colucci.
Present.
Council Sear.
Present.
Present. Council Field.
Present.
Council LaPierre.
Present.
Present. Council Losey.
Present.
Present. Council Neck.
Present.
Council Starbird.
Present.
Council Walsh.
Present.
City Council, all present.
Thank you, Ms. Clerk. Judge Donahue, the council-elect are ready to receive the oath of office.
Thank you. I think the team
Testing? Are you ready?
Yes.
Gentlemen and one lady. All right. Everyone raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. You solemnly swear and affirm that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as city councilor of the city of Lynn, according to the best of my ability and understanding, agreeable to the rules and regulations of the Constitution, and the laws of this commonwealth, and charter and ordinances of the city of Lynn. So help me God.
And
I state your name.
I do
solemnly swear
that I will uphold and affirm
and defend the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, the city council.
Judge Donahue, Secretary of the School Committee, Thomas Arabino, will you call the roll of the School Committee members-elect?
Good evening. School Committee members-elect 2018-2019. Roll call. Mr. Castellanos.
Present.
Ms. Coppola.
Present.
Ms. Gately.
Present.
Mr. Nicholson.
Present.
Mr. Satterwhite.
Present.
All present. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Judge Donahue, school committee members-elect are ready to receive the oath of office. Is it on?
That's okay. All right, please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Fire Satterwhite.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform all the duties.
Discharge and perform all the duties.
Incumbent on me.
Incumbent on me.
As a member of the school committee of the city of Lynn.
As a member of the school committee of the city of Lynn.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding.
And understanding.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations of the Constitution.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations of the Constitution.
And the laws of this Commonwealth.
And the laws of this Commonwealth.
And charter and ordinances.
And charter and ordinances.
Of the city of Lynn.
Of the city of Lynn.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And I
state,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold and affirm.
That I will uphold and affirm.
And defend the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Defend the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now the moment we've all been waiting for. Judge Donahue will now administer the oath of office to his Honor Mayor-elect, Thomas McGee, joined by his wife, Maria, and children, Catherine and Thomas.
Solemnly swear and affirm
that I will faithfully and impartially discharge
that I will faithfully and
impartially discharge
and perform all the duties incumbent on me
and perform all duties incumbent upon me
as mayor of the city of Lynn
as mayor of the city of Lynn
according to the best of my ability
according to the best of my ability
and understanding
agreeable
to the rules and regulations of the Constitution
agreeable to the rules and regulations of the Constitution
and the laws of this Commonwealth
and the laws of this Commonwealth
and charter and ordinances of the city of Lynn
and charter and ordinances of the city of Lynn
so help me God
and
I
Thomas Michael McGee
do solemnly swear that I will uphold and affirm and defend the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts so help me God
few minutes, don't worry. And I know Tommy's got a lot to say. Mayor McGee does, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to say please. So please enjoy the special video presentation produced by Lynn resident Stephen Foley and musically produced by Josh Stout, music director for the Lynn YMCA, and Chanta Luke with vocals featuring Amanda Mayer.
I love this city. I think this is a great city. We have a diverse, hardworking community full of families that want to make a better life for themselves and their children. 2,200 acres of really beautiful woodlands. They have a beautiful waterfront, a downtown that's vibrant with rich history and starting to come alive. But I think the most important thing that we carry in the city is people that live here, that care about the city of Lynn, that work hard to make a difference.
Tell me what, we're divided.
committed to making a difference for every citizen in the city of Lynn.
Something else, isn't he? General, and our city council is in our schools. Committee, I mean, I got to tell you, this is the greatest city in the whole wide world. Senator Marquis said, it's the most diverse city anywhere. Our school system is unbelievable. Our police department is unreal. All of our politicians. And before I introduce Tommy, Mayor McGee. I call him Tommy. I've known him for a real long time. And I will start showing him the respect he deserves by calling him Mr. Mayor. But tonight is a bit bittersweet for me, too. There's a couple of gentlemen who aren't here with us. Tonight, my dad, for one. My father-in-law, John Dorgan. And even Tommy's mom and dad aren't here with us tonight. But I know they're here in spirit. And I want to thank all the past mayoral administrations and all the past elected city council members for helping this city over the years. And how can we not forget our good friend Patrick J. McManus? Because of all of our efforts, the city would not be at the doorstep of tomorrow that I feel we have finally reached. And what I mean by that is we are finally opening the door and stepping through with the development of the Linway, which will be our future industry for the next 50 to 75 years. Creating thousands of jobs, billions of dollars in construction, and tens of millions of dollars in revenues, tax revenues. I know that the next few months will be difficult, but we as a council are committed to working with our new mayor, Mayor McGee, to face the many challenges that lay before us. All of us sitting here tonight love this city, and we will be greater than we have ever been before. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce our 58th mayor, Thomas McGee.
Thank you, Darren, for those kind words. Thank you all for being here this evening. And a special thank you to Chief McGeary, Chief McDonald, and the department's honor guards, the military veterans, the Lynn English Junior ROTC, and all the ceremony participants and people who helped make tonight possible. I want to congratulate all of the city councilors and the school committee members. I look forward to working with all of you. I also want to thank and recognize Senator Ed Markey, who spoke, and I really appreciate those really kind words, Senator. Thank you very much. Look forward to working together. I'll continue to work together. Attorney General Maury Healy, Auditor Suzanne Bump, my good friend and former colleague Marty Walsh, we served in the House together, Mayor of Boston, former Senate President Therese Murray, who I served under in the Senate, Secretary Jay Ash is also here, Secretary of Economic Development and Housing, District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett, Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, the former Lynn Mayors, who I was honored to take a picture with earlier. All of them were here today, and I really appreciate their presence. Members of the Lynn State Delegation, past and present, who worked hard with me together on things that are important to this city. Municipal leaders, distinguished members of the judiciary and members of the faith community, and members of the labor movement and labor leaders who are here with us tonight. I want to thank the voters of Lynn who have put their trust and faith in me to guide our city to a brighter future. I want to thank the department heads, Mayor Kennedy, and her team for their willingness to work with me as I prepared for the start of my administration. Most importantly, I want to thank my family, in particular my wife, Maria, and my children, Thomas and Catherine, for their unwavering love and support. Lynn is a city we all believe in. The story of Lynn is my history and yours. It's the story of immigrants. My great-grandparents arrived here after fleeing the potato famine that was decimating their country. My maternal grandparents came from Sicily through Ellis Island over 100 years ago after an earthquake destroyed their community. Their stories are no different than those who immigrate today, seeking a better life with hope and an unwavering belief in the promise of America. It's the story of industry. Shoe manufacturing began here in Lynn in the 17th century, and it transformed Lynn into the shoe capital of the world by the mid-1800s. My grandmother, with only a seventh grade education, worked and organized in those very shoe factories in the city of Lynn to support her family after my grandfather returned home from World War I, after he had been gassed and came back shell-shocked and disabled from World War I, and she supported her family. Within a generation, her son rose to serve as Speaker of the Massachusetts House of Representatives, and her grandson stands humbly before you, prepared to serve this city as mayor. That is the promise of America. From the founding days of the General Electric, where the world's first aircraft engine was built, Lynn has led the way, blessed with invaluable resources from Lynn Woods to a beautiful waterfront, with a downtown that is on the verge of a renaissance, and vibrant neighborhoods that are home to the city's greatest resource, the people who call Lynn home. Lynn's greatest strength has always been its diversity. We are at our best when we are working together to make everyone's dream a reality. As your mayor, it is my duty to ensure that our rich history guides us and fulfills future opportunities. A hero of mine, Robert Kennedy, once quoted George Bernard Shaw, "Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and ask why not." Imagine a Lynn that is again the gateway to the North Shore. Imagine a Lynn that is again the leader in the region. Imagine a Lynn that comes together to create opportunity that inspires and enriches the lives of residents and visitors. This is my vision for our city. My pledge to you is that my administration will work to bring our city together and ensure that every neighborhood, every person who calls Lynn home has a voice. We will work with our residents, with our schools, with our public safety officials, and our region to achieve the success that our city deserves. One of my first efforts will be to conduct a substantial review of the city's finances. In order for us to move forward, we must have a solid fiscal foundation. From my initial conversations with department heads, I know that coming in, we are facing a significant deficit in this year's budget. The challenge will be, as we look forward to next year and beyond, to find a way to close that gap. We need to stabilize our finances and ensure that your tax dollars, your hard-earned money, is not only being spent wisely, but that we are providing the services that you need. Conducting this citywide financial review will give us the ability to cut where it's necessary and invest where it's most needed. There will be tough decisions along the way, but they are decisions that I will make in a transparent and collaborative way with the long-term best interest of our community's future in mind. I believe in a city government that puts the people of Lynn first. From our schools to our first responders, from our libraries to our DPW, Lynn City Government can and will meet the needs of all of our residents. The reality is that our city finances are more than strained right now. However, this does not excuse City Hall from its full responsibility to you. Our neighborhoods need to be safe, our streets need to be clean and maintained, and our children need to be given every chance for success. I believe in hope and opportunity for all. For residents to feel engaged, whether they just moved here or their family has been here for generations, they need to see hope and opportunity. We need our children to dream big and believe that all of us are committed to their successes. and that we, as a community, are willing to invest in their future. For our children to be ready for jobs of tomorrow, we need to create a roadmap to 21st century schools. We must re-engage the Massachusetts School Building Authority as part of that process. I will bring together a stakeholders working group to review the state of our schools and evaluate what investment is needed in order for all of our children to thrive. Our commitment to education and training does not stop as soon as someone is handed their high school diploma. If we want to attract new business to Lynn, we must make sure that both kids and adults have the skills and the training they need. My administration will continue to expand on the opportunities available through institutions like North Shore Community College and Salem State University. I believe in Lynn as a leader for our region. The history of Lynn has been a place where the people of Essex County and the North Shore look for leadership. Lynn was known as a place with great job opportunities, a downtown full of entertainment and shopping, and a city where the impossible becomes possible. My administration will pursue regional partnerships and be a leader in solutions to the common problems we all face, like the opioid crisis, housing, transportation, and education. We need to come together and find outside-of-the-box solutions. If we work collectively and are strong in our resolve, we will be able to help our city and the region reach its potential and realize its future. I believe in the untapped potential of Lynn. As mayor, I will just not imagine the new opportunities for Lynn. I will reach out and take them. The future we want for our city will never come if we sit back and wait for it. We have to take initiative, show what Lynn has to offer, and be prepared for any and every economic opportunity. Large and small economic development possibilities are all around us, but they will pass us by if we're not ready. From updating the waterfront plan to having our pitch ready for the next Amazon, I will be first in line to show potential businesses that Lynn should be their first choice. As your mayor, my administration will go after every opportunity that makes sense for the future of our community. There is no monopoly on good ideas, and I'm committed to working with anyone and everyone who wants to improve our city. The national political dialogue has become divisive. Fingers are pointed and blamed instead of working with each other to find common ground. That's not the way we do things here in Lynn. Today I pledge that Lynn City government will continue to be one of collaboration and inclusivity. On March 16, 1968, Robert Kennedy announced his candidacy for president, almost 50 years ago. As a seventh grader at St. Mary's Grammar School, I was inspired by his hope, passion, and determination during his presidential campaign to bring people together during a tumultuous time in our nation's history. The power of his words and ideas has guided my career as a public servant and resonate today. Kennedy said, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total of all those acts will be written the history of this generation." My parents were taught the core values of hard work, family, and a commitment to community. My brother, sister, and I were raised with those same values. I always remember my father saying that he could sleep well at night knowing that he at least helped one person that day. That was his way of changing a small portion of events. How will we write our generation's history? We all have our part to play. We all can make a difference. From day one, City Hall will have an open-door policy. My administration will be one that is based on transparency and collaboration. I want City Hall to work with you to understand your needs and ideas about where our city should go. Over the next several months, I will host community forums in each of our wards to talk with you about the challenges we face. I want to hear your thoughts on the city today, your vision for how we thrive, and ensure that every neighborhood is engaged in bringing Lynn together. Lynn has been my family's home for generations, and I want everyone in our city, whether you have been here your entire lives, a few years, or just a few weeks, to feel hopeful about our future and to believe in our city. I want every resident to be able to build a comfortable life here. I want everyone to be proud of our history and excited for our future. I believe in Lynn, I believe in its people, and I believe in our ability to work together to forge a great path towards the Lynn of tomorrow. I want my children, your children, and our grandchildren to imagine a future where they live, work, and raise their families here. As your mayor, I will embrace our past. I will fight for our city today, and I will work to build the foundation for an even brighter tomorrow for everyone, for one Lynn, a city we all believe in. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
This time, I'd like to invite the Reverend Stale to come up to give the closing prayer, please.
I had the honor of officiating at Tom and Maria's wedding 25 years ago, celebrating their 25th, and also baptizing their twins. And so it's an honor to be here tonight. God, our Father, guide of the human heart and ruler of all creation, in gratitude look upon us this joyful night, this occasion, and thanksgiving especially upon our new mayor of Lynn. Bless this all-star team, the school committee and city council. Send forth your blessings upon them and our new mayor with hope, trust, charity, justice, and the dignity of this new year. In particular, bless your new servant, the 58th mayor of the city of Boston, Thomas Michael McGee. What did I say? Oh, Boston. Oh, I must know the mayor of Boston is here. Bless your servant of Lynn, our 58th mayor of Lynn, Massachusetts, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Bless Thomas Michael McGee, his loving wife, Maria, his children, Catherine and Thomas, family, and all the citizens of the Commonwealth. And finally, bless us this holy night with your light as we go forth in the words of Isaiah the prophet. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May he look upon us kindly and grant us his peace. May Mary O'Shea McGee, his grandmother, his mom and dad, look down upon us as the school committee and also the city council has members in heaven looking upon you, the all-star team. But most of all, bless you, the citizens of Lynn, for your kindness, generosity, and support on our journey of faith. And we ask this in God's name, now and forever. Amen. Nice to be in Lynn.
Thank you, Reverend Stale. We're glad to have you here in Lynn tonight. Now Doreen Murray and Building Bridges Voice, Voices for Change, accompanied by Florence Makers on the piano, will perform America the Beautiful.
For heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self our country loved, and mercy more than life. America, oh, our America, may God its gold refine. Oh, till all and every gain divine. See, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this.
Oh,
we're talking about when we say Lynn. That's what this is, Lynn. That concludes the 2018 City of Lynn inaugural ceremony. After the reception, please join us for a reception catered by Eastern Harvest and North Shore Bartending in the City Hall foyer. The Council, School Committee, and Mayor will briefly meet to organize for the upcoming year. Thank you. Drive safely tonight. Happy New Year.